أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to us the story of Musa alayhi salam when he traveled along with his attendant, a young man by the name of Yusha ibn Nun, Yusha the son of Nun, who we said according to some commentators and historians was the great grandson of Yusuf alayhi salam. They went out in search of Khadr alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to carry a fish along with them and to travel to the point of the meeting of the two seas. When they reached that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, as per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the fish will come to life. It was a dead fish. In fact, some maintained the view that it was even grilled and cooked. That fish was their lunch as well. It was their provision that they carried along with them. And some Mufassirin says that when it came to life and slipped into the ocean, as Allah explained, it was half eaten. And many maintain the view that it is miraculously living up to this day. It had a taste from what is known as the spring of life, Aynul Hayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the water at that spot to stop flowing, and it formed like a tunnel, Saraba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it formed the Sarab, a tunnel into the water. And Musa alayhi salam and his companion, they kept on walking until eventually Musa alayhi salam asked for the meal to be served, and at that point Yusha then informed Musa alayhi salam that when we were resting and when we slept at the rock one day ago, that is where the fish slipped into the water. The devil made me forget to relate that to you. And they made their way, all they traveled again for one day, one night, until eventually they arrived at that very spot. When they arrived there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 65 of Surah Al-Kahf, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Now when they arrived at the very same spot, that boulder where Musa alayhi salam had fallen off to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they came there. Who did they find? They found a abd, a servant of ours, مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, from our servants. They found one servant of ours from our servants, and Allah describes him as آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمًا, whom we had given a special form of mercy, min indina, from our side. So he was no ordinary servant of ours, he was a special servant of ours. We had selected him, we had chosen him, and we allowed him to enjoy a special form of rahmah and mercy from our side. And over and above that, Allah says, wa'allamnahu, we taught him min ladunna, from our side. So it was special knowledge. He was given special mercy, and he was given a very special form of knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Allah says, knowledge from our own side. Knowledge is of two types. There is the knowledge which is earned and acquired. Acquired sciences. Most sciences are acquired sciences. In other words, you need to work for it and you need to acquire it. Then there's a different type of science and knowledge that is conferred upon a person by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the type of knowledge that Khadir alayhi salam had. Allah says it was special knowledge from our side that we allowed him to have. And the name Khadir is not mentioned in the Quran. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a lengthy hadith found in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, has informed us of the name of this special servant of Allah. His name was Khadir. Khadir, what does Khadir mean? Khadir comes from the root letters Kha, Ba, and Ra, which means green. Akhdar, the color green, we refer to it as Akhdar or Khadra. Vegetables, we refer to it as Khudar. because they are green, and his name was Khadir alayhi salam. Why was he given this name or this title? According to some scholars, wherever he sat, that area became lush and green. That is the special characteristic of Al-Khadir alayhi salam. If the area was dry, and there was dry grass, perhaps in a certain area, if he had sat on that area, it would turn green and lush. So that's why he was given the name Khadir. Was Khadir alayhi salam a Nabi? Was he a prophet? Was he a Rasul? Was he a messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or was he one special slave and servant of Allah? According to majority of the scholars, he was a messenger. He was a messenger. He was a Rasul. He was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some others maintain the view that he was not a Nabi. He was a very special servant and slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. But he was not a Nabi. He was not given the rank of prophethood. Though majority of the scholars do believe that he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had received wahi from Allah, because Allah speaks of special knowledge conferred onto him and given to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. That is a sign that he had received revelation. Of course, Musa alayhi salam enjoys higher rank than Khadir. He does enjoy higher rank than Khadir alayhi salam. Why? Because Musa alayhi salam was sent to a community. He had a community. He had a people whom he preached to. He was given a book, Torah. He was given a Sharia. He was given a law, a divine law from Allah Azza wa Jal. He was given a religion. So Musa alayhi salam does enjoy a higher rank than Khadir alayhi salam. Khadir alayhi salam, many maintain the view that he is alive up to this day. In fact, Khadir alayhi salam was present at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was awaiting burial. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had passed away, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were overtaken by grief. They were really in a state of grief and shock, unimaginable and unprecedented level of grief and sadness they experienced on that occasion. And while the Mubarak janazah and body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there in the room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the Sahaba were seated around the Mubarak and blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a man who entered into that area, and he came and he addressed the Sahaba, and no one knew who he was. Very pious, godly man, and he came into that room and he addressed them, he consoled them because of the grief that they had experienced, and after that he left. And when he left, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked those present, "Do you know who that was?" And everyone says, "We don't know him. This is the first time we have seen this man. This is the first time we have heard him." And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, "That was Khadir alayhi salam, who came here specifically and specially to console you on the great loss that you have experienced." So that's just some information with regards to the special servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Musa alayhi salam finally came face to face with. Musa alayhi salam and Khadir, they exchanged formalities, they greeted each other with the words of salam and peace, and Musa alayhi salam introduced himself as Musa, and Khadir says, "Are you the Musa Banu Israel?" He says, "Yes, I am the Musa of Banu Israel." After formalities were exchanged, Musa alayhi salam then made a request. قال له موسى, Musa said to Khadir, هل أتبعك, can I follow you? Can I follow you? Meaning with the intention of seeking knowledge from you. Can I follow you? Can I remain in your company? على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا, so that you can teach me from the right things and the guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you. What you have been taught, I want some of that. Can I remain in your company? Khadir alayhi salam says to him, and he teaches the student the very first quality. We spoke about many lessons learned from here for the student of knowledge. The first lesson that we learned was that he has to travel. He has to travel. Musa alayhi salam and Khadir, they travel. You can't remain in the comfort of your home and expect to receive a knowledge. You will to a certain degree, but true knowledge, you'll have to go out seeking it. and moving out of your home in order to acquire it. That was the first lesson for the student of knowledge. The second lesson was Musa alayhi salam and his companion along the journey. What did they experience? They experienced hunger. They experienced fatigue. They experienced exhaustion. That's another lesson that the student must realize and challenge that he must understand. The first thing that Khadir alayhi salam tells him, which is the third lesson for the student of deen, he says, innaka, Khadir said to Musa alayhi salam, qal innaka lan tastati'a ma'iya sabra. You will never be able to exercise perseverance and patience with me. Student of knowledge, there are going to be many challenges. Many, many challenges along the way that will force you or want you to give up your journey and give up your seeking of knowledge. Along the way, you will inevitably, and here you will find the greatest of challenges and the greatest of impediments and things coming in your way to sort of draw you away from the journey of seeking knowledge. So he tells him the very first thing, listen Musa alayhi salam, you are not going to be able to persevere with me. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرْ And Khadir alayhi salam says, and I don't expect you to persevere. I won't expect you to exercise patience. كَيْفَ تَصْبِرْ How is it that you will have sabr with me? عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا Because your intellect will not be able to grasp what I am going to do. So you are not going to be able to persevere with me because your intellect will not be able to grasp what I am going to do and certain actions that I am going to perform. And in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that before the journey, Khadir alayhi salam said to Musa that, look, you have some knowledge with you which I don't know. Allah has blessed you with the knowledge of certain things. I do not possess the knowledge of those things. And I have knowledge of certain things that you do not have. So naturally, I'm going to do something according to the knowledge which I have and according to your knowledge that might seem wrong to you and you are going to then object. And that is not sabr. So I don't expect you to exercise perseverance and sabr when following me and moving along with me because you won't be able to grasp what it is I am doing. Qal Musa alayhi salam, he says, Satajiduni insha'Allah, let me follow you, let me come with you, insha'Allah, with the permission of Allah, you will find me to be from amongst the sabira, from amongst those who will persevere. Wala a'si laka amra. And then Musa alayhi salam teaches us another etiquette of seeking knowledge. He tells Khadir, his ustad, he says to him, La a'si laka amra, I will not disobey a single command of yours. And that's another important thing. The relationship between the ustad and the student. That no matter what instruction is given to you, of course, within the parameters of Sharia, and of course it must be lawful, nothing unlawful, but whatever instruction is given from the ustad to the student, without any objection, the student must remain obedient. And that's why Musa alayhi salam says to him, وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا I will definitely not disobey a single command and instruction of yours. قال, so then Khadir gave him an instruction. First instruction, he said to him, فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي If you are going to follow me, O Musa, and you want to remain in my company, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ Don't question anything that I do. Don't ask me about anything. حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا Until I myself provide you with an explanation of what it is that you want to know. May Allah grant us the understanding.